Unit 2. Exercise F. Listening. Page 12.
Historically, being immunized against diseases is a relatively new thing. But that doesn't mean the idea hadn't been thought of before. If back as 429 BC, the historian Thucydides noted that after a smallpox plague in Athens, survivors did not become infected again. This was at a time before there was even recognition of such things as bacteria and viruses. Nowadays, we take it for granted that we will be vaccinated and avoid diseases like polio. But how many of us actually stop to ask ourselves what is behind the injection we have? How does vaccination work? Basically, it is the process by which a person is exposed to an agent so that his or her immune system develops against that agent. The immune system makes antibodies which fight against infection. Once the human immune system is exposed, that is, made open to a disease, it is able to act against any future infection. Vaccination exposes a person to an immunogen, something which helps develop immunity in a controlled way by using a weak dose, so he or she doesn't become ill while being immunized. The good thing about a vaccination program is that it can limit the spread of a disease among a population, reducing the risk for people who have not been vaccinated. So we have something which is known as herd immunity. That means when the number of non-immune people has dropped to a certain level, the disease will disappear from the whole population. This is how nowadays we have achieved the elimination of many diseases.